Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Imagine, if you will, a trip into the mind of Chris Domino.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
Which I guess you could say is brought to you by Finley Roofing, as well as they bring us the hour of 11 o'clock.
Sure, let's do that. Good people. Going to be at my house tomorrow. I trust these people because you know what the man did? He flew a drone and then had pictures and showed me. As I said last night on the pregame show, instead of the last guy who was on my roof and all he did was,
blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is a mess. What's your name again, Chris? We're going to have to put a big tarpaulin on top of your house. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Then he never came back.
And I'm so stupid. I'm like, yeah, it kind of makes sense to me. Blah, 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 blah. This guy
that'll
goes,
be $5,000, please, cash.
This guy shows me the pictures. I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to push this over here. I was like, is that it? Like, and he's showing me pictures. I fell in love with the guy. I hugged him. I'm not a hugger.
And that's why you need to go, if you have roof troubles, FinleyRoofing.com.
Chris Stoll's his name. I'm not even lying about this. Did you see what Steve Ballmer did last night?
He picked up the concessions for everybody, did he not?
He did. That's
Clippers' final home game?
Yeah, that's their last home game. Then they're moving into that spaceship he's building with all those toilets he's so proud of. Remember he...
All the toilets!
He sounds like Matt Foley.
Yeah.
Steve Ballmer.
All those toilets are going to flush simultaneously.
Toilets! 1,160 toilets!
Yeah. It's Matt Foley.
Yeah, except he's worth like $48 billion. He's not living in a van down by the
river. Look at all these toilets. They're all going to flush at the same time.
Do you think he has to sign for that at the end? Like all the concessions for the entire night in the building? How does that work?
I mean, I guess he just...
Does he run a black card?
Yeah, he's got a black card. He just swiped the card and that's
it. It's his building, though. I'm not really sure how this all works. I'm not even sure if I believe all this. Maybe he just said, nobody pays tonight.
Everybody gets a free soda. That's it.
Hey, you know what movie they're redoing? They're going to reboot it. They're calling it a reboot instead of a remake. You know what the difference is? They think they can maybe squeeze a couple of movies out of it, so they reboot it.
Yes, like Roadhouse is a reboot. It's not necessarily a remake.
Well, they're going to find out
a little bit. The circumstances are a little bit different.
But they're also going to find out, because it's playing so big on Netflix, that they have Gyllenhaal play the same character. That could be what you end up doing, so it could be a reboot. If you get a second one, it's truly a reboot. They're going to redo The Naked Gun. Pamela Anderson is going to star opposite Liam Neeson.
Now, it makes sense in theory, I guess.
You're taking another serious actor.
Yeah.
You're putting him into that role. You're getting a woman instead of Elvis's ex. You're getting Tommy Lee's ex.
I guess I understand it.
Yeah, I understand the casting.
I'm willing to give this one more of a chance than I am Roadhouse.
You should have watched Roadhouse. I'm just telling you right now.
I cannot, in principle, do it.
All right. What do you think of the nickname The Magician? What do you think of that nickname? If somebody is known as The Magician, they better do something pretty incredible, right?
Like Magic Johnson.
You're not just Magician. You're The Magician. If that's your nickname, you got to do something incredible. Well, what if you've stolen $100 million from the IRS? There's a tax preparer. He just got arrested.
Down the hall.
His nickname was The Magician. He's been arrested in an alleged $100 million scheme.
Down the hall and to the left.
He kept filing fake tax reports, and they kept sending him checks. $100 million. The guy's nickname was The Magician. I don't know what he wrote down on his own thing.
Apparently the trick got exposed.
I want to see his tax return. What did he say his occupation was? Tax preparer? $100 million. It's a great picture. They show him walking down a hallway with the cuffs on.
Down the hall.
I don't know what's going to happen to the guy. Did you see the Masters ratings? And I'm going to say, I know Heath Klein was talking about this.
Down a little bit.
Down a little bit. But you know what the problem is? Scottie Scheffler's got no personality. Or his personality is he's a good guy. You know? And you got to give me good guy, bad guy. I say it all the time. Homer seems like a good guy. Yeah, I got good guys. I need a little bit of not so good guy.
If Bryson DeChambeau was still in contention, maybe the numbers would have been better.
Even Brooks Koepka. Not a bad guy, but you needed something. It's not that they're trying to blame it on Liv, or some people are saying, oh, people are disgruntled. I agree with it. Now, did you see what Arthur Blank said? I was going to save this for the drive. Arthur wants international golf. He says, I don't have all the answers. Did you not read this? Arthur He is saying what I said. Can we get enough American billionaires together to do this idea that we can have golf around the world? The biggest problem has been it's the Saudis. And none of that was white hat. Not really. It's golf.
We seem to keep turning left down the hall.
It's golf. All right. Do you know what this is?
Tyson training.
Yeah. See what he's doing? He's in the middle of a parking lot, it looks like, and he's got a big fatty who's got those pads on. And I don't listen. Does it look impressive? Yeah. Does it look more impressive that he's 58? Yeah. I don't know if he could do that four times in a fight. I have no idea. But there is that one where you go, oh.
And the problem is, you can do it there, but
I know. Yeah, somebody
that guy's going to be moving, or anybody you fight is going to be moving.
Well, he's also going to be trying to punch you.
Right.
Big fatty guy was not trying to punch you.
And then there's that. Yeah. Even Tyson himself said it. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
He's the originator.
He would know.
He would know. Everybody had a plan, and then, you know, they didn't.
And he didn't when he got punched in the face.
No doubt.
A couple of times.
No doubt. Yeah, believe me, that was a full circle moment for him. He said it first, then it happened.
What Holyfield did to him, not the Buster Douglas thing, Tyson was...
Yeah, he was...
He thought he was just going to show
no
up.
No doubt.
What Holyfield did to him was embarrassing.
Well, he got
and that's why he bit him the second time. He knew he wasn't going to beat
out.
Him. Why's your hand raised?
Yeah, I was so wrong about that first
So
fight.
Was I. Like everybody was. I was worried for the life of Evander Holyfield.
I wasn't worried for the life of him, although maybe I should have been. I said I'm not sure he's going to be able to count the money he makes in this fight. I was really, I didn't know if he'd be able to count when he was all done. I was wrong. All right, so that's Tyson getting ready. You know what this is?
Sounds like somebody else getting knocked out.
That's a 220-pound man slapping a 260-pound man. Yeah, the 260-pound man goes to the ground. But did you know there's champions in slap fighting? This is Dana White. This is before UFC. There's a heavyweight, and it was the third round. They do call it rounds. They exchanged slaps a couple of times. It was over at that one. Play that one more time. This is 220 hitting 260, but listen to the body fall. That's the body fall. It's over. There are belts and everything in this thing. It's kind of awesome. I think it's barbaric, but it's kind of awesome.
You should see it.
Everybody's, listen, they're all consenting adults.
So what are the rules? You have to stand there.
Oh, yeah. You can't flinch.
Right.
And you can't leave your little area. You have a limited amount of time to slap back, as they say.
Gotcha.
You can be counted out. But you can be knocked out. Now, you can get knocked down and get up.
That is very primitive.
You can get knocked down and get up. You can. You're allowed to get up. It's just that that one was over.
So like a standing...
Yes, there's something about you setting up, and I got to look at you, and you don't really look like you're ready for the next one. So, yeah, but you can't flinch. Do not pull your head
I saw
away.
Women do it, and...
Yeah, I don't like it.
The I'm one out. Woman got slapped, and she didn't even react.
No, she
point,
smiled.
Yeah, if I'm the other person, I quit.
I know, she
you
smiled.
Win.
She got
you
hit so hard. She looked like the Joker. Like, all of a sudden, the corners of her mouth went up, and I was like, you're in trouble. That's I told you, my buddy. Picked a fight with a guy in a bar. I'm standing right there. He picks a fight with the wrong guy. How do I know? Because the guy pulls out four front fake teeth and just casually handed them to his friend.
So he and his buddy have a routine.
They've done this before.
Right.
The guy put his hand out, and before the guy had his teeth out of his mouth, his hand was up.
And
ready
you,
to be
at that
beholder.
Point, step in and say, I'm sorry, sir. Let's just go have a beer. This was one big misunderstanding.
That's exactly what I did. You apologize. I told my buddy, you sort of apologize. No, I told my buddy, you apologize. I told the guy, you sort of apologize. And it's over. Let's go have a beer. Watch the man pull out four fake teeth. Boom, right in another guy's hand. All right.
The guy was willing to hold them. Think about that.
He's done it before.
Not only did the guy take his teeth out, the other guy knew what was going to happen. This was, again, a routine.
Yes, this had happened before. I said, here's where the diffusion comes in. So my buddy, you apologize. I looked at the other guy, but now no four front teeth. I said, you got to apologize a little bit. And then bar etiquette says, all right, everybody was good.
So you were
let's
like
get a beer.
Burt Reynolds telling the bald guy who broke the nose of Richard Kiel in the original Longest Yard.
Right.
Tell him you're sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That guy was ahead of his time, was he not?
Yeah, he was.
Shaved head.
Yeah, that guy was... He was from the
guy.
He was from the future.
That guy. You don't know what we're talking about. Google the original longest.
Do you know that I actually submitted paperwork to the Nobel Peace Prize people saying I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize?
It is impressive.
That was Kissinger-like.
Yeah.
It was Kissinger.
You were able to step in.
In a bar in New Jersey.
Yeah, restore order like that.
All right. You got to listen to this one now. Here's the setup. You're at a baseball game. There's a woman who's got a leg right against the cement in front of her, front row. Cement in front of her. She's got a leg up. So this kid is standing there, and he's just waiting for her to bring a leg down so he can cross through and go down to the other end of the row. She doesn't move her leg. Does not move her leg. The kid is standing there for a good 10 seconds. Listen to what happens.
He kicked her?
She kicked him as he went past.
You got to be kidding me.
No, and he stopped, and a couple of people saw it, so he said, you kicked me. I'm 11. You're 80. Grow up. And then he got applauded. There was another piece of it.
What are you so angry about? Move your leg.
She kicks him right in the calf. And he was standing there for 10 seconds just politely waiting for her to lower her leg. And she didn't. Then she kicks him, and he said, I don't know if she was 80. That's a great lineup because I think she was like 50.
Age, everybody
I think
older.
She was 50.
Yeah, everybody looks 80.
You're 80.
Everybody's old at that age.
All right. Do you know who Ryan Garcia is? He's a fighter. Doesn't matter. Him and another guy named Haney they're fighting in Brooklyn on April 20th. They went to the Empire State Building as part of the promo. Well, they got into a shoving match. Then it was a blank U match, and it was a whole bunch of stuff going on. They're supposed to throw out the first pitch before the Met game. They're both supposed to be there on the field. The Mets catch wind of what happened at the Empire State Building and very quickly say, you get off our field and you get off our field. Garcia, who is managed, he fights under Oscar De La Hoya's group. They're now leaving Citi Field. They're leaving Citi Field right after they've been told, you get the hell out of here.
Gotcha.
Here's what the guy says right to his phone camera.
The Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason.
There was no reason.
And they kicked us out. For no reason. So, everybody, I'm personally going to say, F*** the Mets. Don't ever go to a f***ing Mets game again. F*** the Mets.
They really can't get out of their own way, can they? It is amazing.
That's Oscar De La Hoya, by the way, is that second voice. For no reason.
This team is f***ing cursed.
They can't do anything right.
Can you imagine the person? I'm assuming it's a 23-year-old just graduated who sees this. Did you see this video at the Empire State Building? They're already on the field. Get them off the field. Whatever you do, get them off the field. And that guy, obviously they didn't stick around for the game. But he's in the parking lot at Citi Field with Citi Field in the background. And he dropped one more time. Just let everybody know. At some
it was
point,
a slow
this is,
boil.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's played perfectly. How this guy decides, well, you know, we're going to. I don't think they should have done that. And then he drops the bombs.
So, everybody, I'm personally going to say, F*** the Mets. Don't ever go to a f***ing Mets game again. F*** the Mets.
He had to say it twice. He sandwiched the don't ever go to a blank and Mets game by blank the Mets, blank the Mets.
I think a lot of people stand in agreement as well.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.